Some California Democrats are billing the state as the resistance to President-elect Donald Trump. California voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, and in the days since Trump's victory, progressive leaders have been plotting their counterattack. From member station KQED, Katie Orr reports.
President-elect Trump hasn't even been sworn into office yet, but California Democrats are already preparing for battle. State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon rallied the troops in a recent speech.
And we must be defiant whenever justice, fairness, and righteousness require. Californians do not need healing. We need to fight.
That clapping came primarily from Democrats, who hold a majority in both houses of the legislature. The party knows a lot of its liberal policies could be at stake. There's the state's lenient stance towards immigrants in the country illegally, its legalization of recreational marijuana, its strict anti-gun laws, to name a few. And of course, there's Governor Jerry Brown's pet issue, climate change, which Trump has called a hoax.
The science is clear and the consequences are dire. So based on those two facts, I think Washington will come around. But to the extent they don't, we're going to be pushing as hard as we can from California.
On issues besides climate change, Brown has taken a more wait-and-see approach to Trump than the hard-charging legislature. But there are several forms the state's resistance may take, from simply not enforcing federal law to filing lawsuits against the federal government to beefing up its own laws. One of the people on the front lines of the battle will be California's incoming Attorney General, Congressman Javier Becerra. He says the state isn't looking to pick fights, but Becerra's not afraid to go to court.
My obligation is to protect my state, to promote the interests of my state.
It may sound unusual for a progressive state like California to be taking up the state's rights argument. For the past 8 years, conservative states were more likely to employ it against a liberal federal government. But UC Davis law professor Carlton Larson says both parties tend to use it if the other is in power. Still, Larson says California may want to be careful about how much it uses that argument.
If we were to push back very, very heavily against federal law, there's a real danger for that because it would affect not just the particular law you're challenging, maybe something you don't like out of the Trump administration, but all kinds of other laws as well.
Larson says if California seeks to limit federal power in some areas, it risks harming other policies where broad readings of federal power help the state. He points to environmental laws and the Civil Rights Act. The Trump administration has plenty of tools for getting California to comply with its policies. For instance, it can pull the purse strings. The California Department of Finance reports the state received nearly $96 billion in federal funds this fiscal year. But those numbers didn't appear to faze Governor Brown when he recently vowed to continue the state's aggressive approach to combating climate change.
We have the laws, we have the tools of enforcement, and we have the political will. And we will set the stage, we'll set the example, and whatever Washington thinks they're doing, California is the future.
That's a sentiment most California Democrats believe as they get ready for the next 4 years. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.